Today we have a very interesting parable from Matthew chapter 20. It's the parable of the landowner and the laborers. And we know that a parable is when the Lord uses an earthly image to teach a heavenly truth. And today, this truth has to do with the kingdom of God and God's generosity, God's mercy to souls. And so the Lord describes this very interesting story about an owner of a vineyard. The harvest must be ready to be brought in, and so he needs lots of helpers. So he goes out into the marketplace to look for the day laborers. In fact, we still see this today. Different parts of Northern Virginia, you might drive by an area and there might be 25 men or 50 men just standing there waiting. And then sometimes a truck pulls up or a bus pulls up and they'll say, we need 20 men, we need 5 men, we need 3 men. Some of the guys will get on the truck and then they'll go off and work for the day. This still happens in our modern society. So here you have the owner of the vineyard going out. And he goes out 5 times during the day. The first time he goes out is at dawn. The second time he goes out is at 9 o'clock. Then he goes out again at noontime, 3 o'clock, and lastly at 5 o'clock in the evening when it's almost ready to finish. Each time he tells the people, he tells them, I'll give you the usual daily wage. Later on in the afternoon, he says, well, I'll pay you what is just. He even goes out at 5 o'clock and says, why are you standing here idle all day? They say, because no one's hired us. So he sends them into the vineyard as well. Well, then evening comes and they have to pay each of the men for their work of the day. Now, it's interesting. He doesn't start with the first group that's been there since dawn and give them the usual daily wage and then send them home. He doesn't do that. He starts with the last group, the 5 o'clock group, and believe it or not, he pays them a full day's wage, a denarius, a full day's wage for working maybe 1 hour, 2 hours at the most in the evening when it wasn't very hot. So, of course, they walk out. They're probably very excited and they're talking, look what he gave us, a full day's wage for this short amount of time. Well, of course, the people then go in who have been working there since dawn. They've worked maybe 12 hours. And so they expect to receive more, but they also receive a denarius, a day's wage. And they begin to grumble, they begin to complain, and they say to the owner of the vineyard, you're paying them the same amount that you did us, and we've been now working in the hot sun all day. And the owner has to say, am I not free to do as I wish with my money? Are you envious? Because I am generous. Well, that's the main message of the parable, is God's generosity to those who come to him even on a deathbed conversion. I think we can apply this first to the scribes and Pharisees regarding how they viewed the tax collectors and sinners. See, the scribes and Pharisees claimed that they were the ones working all day in the hot sun. You know, they've obeyed the law and all these commandments of God their whole life, so to speak. And now the Lord comes along, and tax collectors and sinners are coming to Jesus and receiving salvation. They're complaining that these people are getting the same, you know, offer of the kingdom of God as they who had worked all day in the heat and the sun. And then I think we can apply this to us and think, well, who are we in this parable? Are we the ones that, let's say, have been faithful to God since childhood and have tried to follow God's commandments our whole life? Or are we those that have come to God later in life, maybe through a recent conversion, or maybe coming back to the church after a while? So which one are we? You know, St. Augustine says, always put yourself in the least respectable person in Scripture. So most likely we're the ones complaining about other people receiving God's grace on their deathbed. Look at the good thief. The last minute, he stole heaven. At the last minute, he received this deathbed conversion. There are many people that, let's say, and we've heard of people in their 80s and 90s getting baptized or becoming Catholic on their deathbed. We should never complain about that. In fact, just the opposite. We should praise God and thank him for his generosity. We want God to be merciful towards us, right? We want to thank God for his generosity towards us, for a whole lifetime of graces that he's given us. And when we hear about deathbed conversions of people that might get baptized or become Catholic or become Christian when they're in their 70s, 80s, or 90s, that should obviously make us rejoice and thank God for his incredible mercy, because we want him to be merciful toward us as well.